Hi, how you going?
Really good. And congratulations on Swimming for Gold. I believe this is your directorial debut.
Yes, it is. First feature film.
That's exciting. Oh, how nervous are you on the first day of delivery?
Yeah, a little bit. It's such a long process. It always sort of feels like there's something else to do, something else to do. So, yeah, no, I think we delivered the film at the end of last year, so it's pretty exciting that it's finally hitting cinemas.
So, are you going to go to the cinema and just sit with all the punters and just sort of get a gauge on their reactions and just sort of suss it out from a real, basic level with everybody?
I've heard of directors doing that.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Luckily, I've been to two premieres now where we had the public come in as well as some sponsors and stuff. So it was really great to hear what people responded to and when they laughed and when they oohed. And yeah, it was really nice.
So the movie stars Peyton List, who is from from Disney, I believe. Now I didn't watch it, but I believe quite popular with the Disney Channel on a couple of shows. And she plays the elite swimmer Claire, who's sent to Australia to coach a boys' swim team. Is it all Australian cast besides Peyton?
Yeah, correct. So Peyton obviously is American, and then everybody else on the cast is Australian.
Yay, good stuff. And where did you film it?
So we filmed most of it in Brisbane, and we also did some scenes at the Gold Coast at Telebudgerah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, and what attracted to you about this film, Hayley?
You know, it's funny. I never like, going into filmmaking, I never would have thought that my first film would be like a teenage family film. But when I read the script, one thing that's really important to me is female characters that are strong and are flawed, but are also, there's a lot of depth to them. And that's kind of what I liked about this script was, it's about girls sort of taking control of their life and stepping up and overcoming obstacles. And that was something I really related to.
So your previous work, directing Love Island and Love Island Australia, we talk about, I don't know, I'm being a little bit judgmental because I didn't obviously meet the girls, but not a lot of depth. How different were the experiences between these two?
Yeah, so I've been directing reality TV for about 5 or 6 years now, across all different shows, and it's a very different format. Directing reality TV because it's a lot more technical. We're not really involved, I say, with the cast or the talent. We're more behind the camera in a control room directing cameras and crew. So it is, yeah, it's quite different. But that's what I love about drama is getting to work with actors and work on performance.
Professional people.
Yeah.
Now, Hayley, you're a St. Moni's girl. What would you say to any kids who are aspiring directors? What would be your piece of advice?
Good question. I think I would say just go for it. I think there's never been a better time for female directors. There's a lot of opportunity out there. There's a lot of support. The industry is really starting to push for more gender equality. So go for it. There's really nothing holding you back. And I think the other thing I would want to say is there's space for everyone. Sometimes people think, oh, it's really competitive, or I'm not as good as them, or but everyone's got a different story to tell. There really is space for everyone.
And Hayley, what was your pathway like after school? I mean, how did you get to where you are?
Yeah, so I finished school in Cairns, and then I knew I wanted to do filmmaking, and the best option was the Griffith Film School down in Brisbane. So I made that move after high school and studied for a few years, and then started working in the industry. And I went over to London for 2 years as well, which is where I sort of started directing reality TV.
And so you just worked, as maybe a production assistant, you just kind of did those little jobs and just worked your way up. Is that what happened?
Yeah, exactly. So I think my first job was as a logger on Big Brother Australia. I worked for free for years, just being a runner on jobs. And I was pretty lucky that after film school, I got signed by a production company as a director to do commercials. So I was able to sort of be a director, but then also make some money being a runner and sort of just learning the craft from people that had more experience than me.
And as you said, just jump in, you know, there's lots of scope out there and lots of opportunity for everybody with all different tastes.
Yeah, absolutely. There really is, you know, and I think if you're passionate about what you do, that you'll always find work.
That's been really interesting. I hope that's helped the kids. Hayley McFarlane, congratulations on your first film, Swimming for Gold. It's out now at Event Cinemas, and best of luck with the movie, and I hope it's only a sign of things to come.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.